There was more violence in Gaza overnight and this morning, with the death toll now standing at over 750 Palestinians killed and thousands injured. 35 Israelis, 32 soldiers and 3 civilians have also been killed. US Secretary of State John Kerry was back in Cairo for further talks with his Egyptian counterpart today after having reported some progress and moves to establish a ceasefire. We can talk now to Patricia O'Brien, Ireland's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, who joins us. Patricia O'Brien. Brian, the United Nations Human Rights Council yesterday voted to establish an independent commission to investigate violations of human rights. It also condemned Israel for potential international law refractions or infractions. Ireland did not support that measure. Why not?
Well, thank you very much. It's not so much a question of Ireland not supporting, and I'll explain what I'm saying in relation to that issue. From our national point of view, we are of course a member of the European Union, and Ireland abstained from the vote as a member of the European Union. From our national point of view, it does help us as a small country to maximise our impact when we're in a position to articulate an agreed position. And of course, 28 states are louder and more persuasive than one. And this is particularly relevant in the context of negotiations. And I should say that we've had very protracted and intense negotiations over the last few days, and in particular yesterday, leading up to the adoption of the resolution. We believe that our voice is more powerful, as I say, particularly in negotiations, when we speak as 28 countries. And this is reflected in the EU statement that was delivered yesterday.
Would it not have made more sense then? Would it not have made more sense, Patricia O'Brien, and sorry to cut across you there, to rally the EU support behind the measure and to support it? Presumably you don't condone the possibility that war crimes have been committed.
No, of course not. And yes, to reassure you, we spent, and I personally, as Ireland's representative with my team, spent all the last few days making every effort within the European Union to persuade our colleagues of a way forward on this. However, in order to achieve an agreed position within the European Union, this is, of course, a case where compromises are made, not, I would say, by Ireland, because in this case we had a very valid reason not to support the resolution.
And what were those reasons? Because Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the adoption of the resolution by the Human Rights Council a travesty. Would you agree with him?
No, absolutely not. The reason that we did not vote in favour of the resolution is essentially twofold, if I may. One is the requirement for the establishment of a commission of inquiry. What we were looking for was a different approach to an inquiry. We have always supported an inquiry, and we want one to take place on an urgent basis. The ongoing situation, as you've just referred to earlier, is so serious and grave that it requires urgent action. The problem is that a commission of inquiry is the establishment of a new mechanism. We've always been convinced that the most efficient and effective way of reacting urgently to these sorts of alarming circumstances, but in particular these circumstances, is to make use of the existing mechanisms and the available expertise, for example, through the use of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to investigate all violations and abuses of international humanitarian law and human rights.
And we had comments from Navi Pillay yesterday to that effect. But today we have the Israeli government indicating that the offensive could continue for another 2 weeks. Now, the commission of inquiry may be drawn out, as you say, but at least it would have been, or it will be, an initiative. It is something. It is some step, some concrete move.
Yes, it is an initiative and it is a concrete move, both of which Ireland supported. However, what we wanted was something urgent and which would take place immediately. The body that we preferred was one which has the expertise, it's ready to go, and the infrastructure is in place. There is an office of the High Commissioner not only in Geneva, but also on the ground in Ramallah. So we were very anxious to push this issue forward so that the mechanism could be up and running immediately. immediately. So that was one aspect of our inhibition in terms of supporting the resolution. The second and equally important one is the failure to adequately condemn the indiscriminate firing of rockets by Hamas against the civilian areas in Israel. And this is something that we considered to be quite important. We wanted to see a full reflection of our humanitarian concerns, because the integrity of our position and our standing as a member of the Human Rights Council and as a member of the United Nations would not be and is not well reflected by a partial addressing of the situation.
But if you look at the figures which we just referred to there, 750 Palestinians killed, thousands injured, many of them children, 35 Israelis, 32 soldiers and 3 civilians. Every death is a tragedy, but there is not an equitable distribution there. Surely if there was a measure, as there was proposed, condemning Israel, it would have been a good place to start, just looking at those figures.
Well, we have to accept the fact that, as well as the appalling violence that's been perpetrated and continues to be perpetrated on Gaza, and the horrific killings, as you say, of the hundreds of civilians, including so many women and children, that missiles are being deployed against Israeli civilian targets.
But no one is disputing
so from
that,
Ireland's
Patricia O'Brien.
View,
no one is disputing. Sorry? No one is disputing that missiles are being dispatched and that that is wrong. But what is occurring here is the death toll is continuing to mount. Israel has indicated that its military offensive may well continue for another 2 weeks, and the UN is doing nothing to, in any way, stop that.
Well, I mean, the fact is that we now have a resolution. We anticipated that this resolution would be passed. We have a resolution for the establishment of the Commission of Inquiry. The resolution is very clear in a wide variety of ways. Ireland, I should point out, did make a very, very clear statement to this effect, to the effect that we first of all, we fully accept that the government of Israel has the right to defend its people. But we made it very clear that this right doesn't negate the rights of others. And we went on then to emphasize that any use of military force in self-defense has to be in accordance with international humanitarian law,
okay,
and in particular must be both discriminate and proportionate. These are essential, fundamental
right.
aspects of international humanitarian. But we did go on to say that we do not believe that this has been the case. So we
okay.
have been very strong within the Council
we'll,
as a voice on this issue in
I'm
condemnation
afraid,
of what has been taking place.
Okay, I'm afraid. Sorry, we're out of time there, Patricia O'Brien. Thank you very much indeed for joining us from Geneva. Patricia O'Brien, Ireland's permanent representative to the UN there.